But we want to talk to another man who's farewelling football after a celebrated career. 223 games. His final game will be against the Melbourne Footy Club on the weekend. He's been an All-Australian and a Best and Fairest winner, and his mum gave us a memorable interview a couple of years ago. His name's Scotty Thompson, and he joins us. Scotty, congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
How's it feel? You might have, what, one more training session left in your career? How's that all sort of resonating with you?
Yeah, it's actually feeling good. We had our last main training yesterday, and that was the last time I'll pretty much be at Arden Street. So we train in Tassie tomorrow. So, no, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm looking forward to a bit of time off and, getting into something new.
You're feeling sad, or are you feeling relieved, or can you describe your feelings right now?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that sad at the moment. Obviously, end of the game, I'll probably get a bit emotional, but I'm actually feeling excited for it. I love playing footy, but I've been in there for 12 years now, so looking for a bit of a change will be nice, and it'll be sad to not play with my teammates and muck around with them every day, but it's time for me to change up.
It wasn't an easy start for you. Can you take us back to the beginning and the Geelong days and where you thought it was going to go in those early days?
Yeah, so I never really played, I didn't play TAC Cup, didn't really make any of the representative teams, just played local footy and then got a chance with Lee Tudor at the VFL in Geelong and got cut twice from that in 3 years and then finally got to play some games and had a good final series and got drafted in 07. So I didn't think I was going to be playing AFL, so I was just working at Maccas. So, I've been so happy with my career. Getting 12 years, I didn't think I was ever going to play. So, I'm pretty happy with where I've got to.
Hey, Scotty, you get to North Melbourne. Who was it that sort of put their arm around you and gave you the confidence to believe that you were going to be an AFL player?
I guess Dean Radley, after my first year, sat me down and told me, I was kind of a half-backer then, and he told me just to hit the gym and bulk up because there could be a spot as a key defender. He put me in that direction and, I bulked up that year and got a spot as a key defender and kept it. So, but as in players, probably Drew Petrie was the best to me. He was the key forward and I played on him at training and he taught me a lot of things and taught me training ethics and how to train hard.
And who taught you just to be a little bit antagonistic? Was that a natural? Did that come naturally to you or did you think that that's something you needed just to add to your game?
It probably doesn't come natural, I've got two older brothers, and I'm the youngest, so it probably came from there. Just always trying to know when I was.
Sorry, the phone just struggling to hear you there, Scotty, if you maybe just move around a little bit. Toughest opponent. I mean, you played through an era where there was just some incredible full forwards. Who did you have most difficulty with?
Probably Jonathan Brown and Brendan Revolver early on in my career. They were pretty good. I can remember playing on them in the same game and I think they might have kicked six or seven on me in the space of a quarter and a half. So that wasn't good. But obviously Buddy Franklin and like Nick Riewoldt, they're all superstars of the game.
Hey, Scotty, I don't want to bring back any bad memories for you, but you mentioned Buddy Franklin. Did he kick the 13 on you that day down in Tassie?
I had a little time on him. I think he might have kicked five on me. I was second in line. There were three of us that played on him that day, so he was in some fine form.
Hey, did you just playing on somebody like him? And did you obviously went on to him after he was already a bit hot on that particular day? What is it that you noticed about somebody like a Buddy Franklin playing on them?
Oh, they can change the game in 1 minute. I can remember playing on him. I thought I had a good game and he kicked three in the last 5 minutes and won on the game. And I couldn't do anything to stop him. I was in good positions. They just have that ability. If they're on, you can't stop them and, they win games.
We've been talking, sadly, and you know this question's coming, but with the fact that Steel Sidebottom's going to miss this week with a similar injury to your good self a couple of weeks ago, without wanting people might be having breakfast, Scotland, but where did it rate in terms of injuries? And he got back really quickly, so what do we expect from Steele?
Yeah, I guess, I heard that, which is obviously not good for him, but Yeah, if it's similar, you know, the first week's very painful, but it actually heals up pretty quickly. And, you know, obviously he's not playing this weekend, and then they'll have the bye. So, you know, you'd hope he could make it back for the finals. Yeah, it's a bit painful at the start, but it definitely improves quickly.
And were you tentative when you first stepped out again after it?
No. I was, the surgeon said, if you get hit, you get hit. And it's just like normal. So, I'm sure he'll be the same. You're a footballer, so you're expected to cop a few knocks and you just deal with it.
It's 15 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're talking to Scotty Thompson, who will play his last game at the weekend. What are you going to miss most about the game, do you think?
Probably just around the club with the boys when they're making jokes and that camaraderie. It's a pretty unique place, I guess. You probably don't get that in too many organisations. So, that's probably what I'll miss. And obviously, the wins. Once you win, that feeling after the games, something I probably won't be able to get back. But, there's other things that I won't miss as well, like team meetings and things like that.
And what do you think Rhys Shaw, what do you think there is about him that has North Melbourne believing that he's going to be a successful coach?
Yeah, he's obviously been super since he stepped in, and the relationships he's forming with every individual is pretty good. So I think it'll give the confidence to all the boys to really, you know, play their way and have no fear. And I think just the relationships he'll have with everyone will be the way he succeeds.
This North Melbourne team under him seems a lot more physical in the short time that he's been the coach. Has that been part of what they've tried or he's tried to implement? Is that the part of his coaching that he goes and drives hardest?
Oh, he definitely encourages to be physical. But I think more he's just, like, we haven't changed too much in the game plan, but he's just given everyone the confidence to play their game and, you know, use their strengths. So I think that's paying off so far.
What's going to take your time from here on in, Scotty? What do you got? I know you've been doing some building, but any footy you can have a kick around, or what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm definitely going to have maybe a couple of months off and then assess what to do. But, I haven't confirmed anything yet. There's a chance I'll play a little bit of footy maybe. Not training too hard or anything like that, though. So there'll be some building and things like that, but I'm still just up in the air what I'm going to actually do in the future.
Well, you're going to get a lot of opportunities given the amount of text messages that have come through here who want us to pass on their congratulations from North Melbourne fans and footy fans in general. We've all enjoyed watching you play over a great career, mate, so they say if you can walk away from the game having nothing left or giving it everything you have, then you walk away well satisfied, and that's exactly what you should do. So congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you.
Congratulations. Well done.
A super player.